Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Lou Marano, the owner of Capital Carpet and Tile, based in Palm Beach, Florida. Lou, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to find out how you've reacted to the slowdown related to this virus. Let's talk first, though, just a quick profile on your company. You've been around for 35 years. You've got 5 retail locations and a commercial operation, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and your service area is just north of Lauderdale up into Palm Beach. Is that right?
Pretty much all of Palm Beach County, and, you know, spread out a little more than that. The commercial division covers the whole state, but the retail division, primarily Palm Beach County.
Yeah. So, and you're also a Mohawk floorscapes dealer, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Tell us how business has been. I mean, I'm sure the first quarter you were like everybody else. You thought, oh, boy, what a great year. And then sometime in March, things started to turn down. Tell us about that.
Well, March wasn't too bad. As you well know, in our business, you know, March is going to be, shipping is going to be a combination of March sales and February sales. And we did quite well in March. We had a very good first quarter. It wasn't until the last, I guess, week or 10 days of March that writing business started to trail off. And in April, we were probably 45 to 50% down, which is better than what I expected. We've been able to remain open, obviously operating in a completely different fashion than we normally are, but we're able to stay open because we have a contractor's license and we're considered an essential business.
When it comes to employees, you did furlough some employees?
Well, in our retail staff, we had 25 salespeople, and we laid off 15. Some of them laid themselves off, or whatever you might want to call that, because they didn't feel safe. They have sick people at home. Then the other people we laid off, and we have a skeleton crew. We've changed the hours. Our normal hours were Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 8, Saturday, 9:30 to 6, Sunday, 11 to 5. What we've done is we've got a skeleton crew where at least one person is in the store, and then we've changed our hours where we close at 5, and we're only open Monday through Saturday for the time being. Then what ended up happening is that just this past week, there's been a little bit of an opening of what's allowed to be open, like parks and, right, and marinas and things of that nature. And then all of a sudden, we in one day, we had more internet and more phone call leads than we've ever had in any other one day. So it's starting to pick up. It's not anywhere where it used to be.
Well, so people are sitting around at home. That's their office. It's their school room. It's where they sleep, and it's their shelter. I guess things are starting to open back up. And there's a good chance then we'll see some pent-up demand, you think?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, operating differently now, we're even seeing it now. You know, we're making appointments in the store so people feel safe. We're doing a lot more shop at homes, a lot more dropping off samples and picking up samples. We're doing virtual consultations through WhatsApp or whatever other app the customer may have. We changed our TV commercial. You know, we spend a lot of money on TV. We spend a lot of money on the internet, and our commercials are normally somewhat funny and explain that we have a sale, and now it's just a very straightforward, letting people know that we're here to help them if they need it. You know, we have special situations that we can work out with private appointments, and just kind of more of a heartfelt commercial, and we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on that, in addition to people not really knowing that we were open. So seeing the commercial, they see that we are open, and then we have "Yes, we are open" signs on the windows of all the stores, because even though the open sign is on, people don't know whether you're really open or not. So that's kind of what we've been doing differently.
Okay. Are you offering personal protection equipment for people who come in your store?
People who are coming into the store are coming in with masks. We're wearing masks. Yeah. We have sanitation, you know, materials in the store.
Yeah.
So we're not providing it for them, but they're coming in with their own.
How else have you changed your operation?
In the office, as things have slowed down, there's some projects that people have needed to get to, so they're getting to those and doing stuff like that. But as far as changing anything else in the stores, not really much. We're just trying to adapt to this new normal, or whatever the new normal is going to be. We just started to take on a little bit more staff now because we see that we're getting busier. And what's happening, which is really different, is that we're noticing the conversations on the phone are much longer than they used to be. And if there's ever going to be anything that's going to be come good out of this, you know, of course we didn't want this to happen, is that our salespeople are getting better at working with customers over the phone, where we've got some older people, they're just used to saying, hey, come on in, this is our address, and people are not calling for that. People are calling for information. And now they're literally doing a sale almost over the phone, and the phone conversations are lasting, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. So now we have to have a second person in the store because we're getting more of those, and you have to be constantly interrupted. So if you're the only one in the store, so that's kind of a change. But I think that when we get back to the new normal, many people will be still doing more of that than maybe actually physically coming into the store, or at least doing a needs analysis over the phone, so they're spending limited time in the store. And our people are kind of honing those skills and how to work a customer over the phone, the same way that you would work with the customer if they were in the showroom.
How about that? Okay. And so you talked about advertising, and you do some TV advertising. A little bit of a gamble, I guess, knowing that you foresaw April would be down. Did you pull back any on that, or continue to invest the same money?
Well, yeah. I mean, we spent a certain amount, a percentage on advertising. When we're in recession, we're spending that percentage, whatever that business is. I projected that we were going to do about half the amount of business, so yeah. I cut the advertising in half. Yeah. And now as that creeps up, I'll probably, do a little more. Can't spend the full amount because then, the profits would go out the window because there's no way we're going to do the same amount of business last year as this year for the next couple of months.
Yeah. So real quick, just a quick mention of it. You did look into the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan.
I've gotten the loan, and I've gotten the money. The problem is that there's a lot of confusion. Many people think it's a big free bucket of money,
yeah.
And it may very well be, but it may very well not be. I mean, we know the rules of if you don't do certain things for sure, you're not even going to qualify.
Yeah.
But I've spoken to my banker and two attorneys and my forensic accountant, and even they don't know the real guidelines of what you have to do and how much will be forgiven. In fact, we won't even be getting that from our bank for a couple of weeks. So it's confusing, and it's confusing for a lot of people that I know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, is your mom still involved in the business?
She is at home quarantined, but she still calls every single customer after every single completion of every sale. So we deliver that paperwork to her, and she's still making the phone calls from home.
That's fantastic. All right, Lou, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Lou Murano, the owner of Capital Carpet and Tile in Southern Florida, Eastern Coast. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.